officially welcome everyone. Welcome to our dynamic meditation. And this is our lesson number 3. And those of you who are new, you are likely still using your chair to begin the meditation. And those who are more experienced, you are likely already standing up. And from the next lesson, we will all be beginning from a stand-up posture. Today, those who are new, please sit down deep in your chairs. Your hands are free to your sides, facing down on your knees. And here I am talking to both groups at the same time. And just a quick recap, the first lesson we had, we introduced the connection to energy. We introduced Karma Secrets and Dynamic Meditation. The second lesson that we had, we have introduced self-regulation. And today we will begin something a little bit more advanced as we begin talking about how we have control over our growth, how we're talking about the healing of the body, and we will be touching on inner keys today and the ability that we have to work together with the self-regulation process and the power of our intentions. We will mention that somewhat, and the mindset, even though it is another level, another course that we have for the mindsets, but today we will touch upon them, and will give us an opportunity to look forward to something in the future. So here we are now. What I always should mention is that even though I am talking in the background, I'm sharing with you information, what I want you to pay attention most is to the energy. To the energy that is changing, to the energy that is growing inside, to the experience that you're having, and to the fact that you're becoming more and more free each and every time, more and more taking that position of a witness and observer of every moment, less and less trying to use your logic to explain, trying to use your past, your experiences, your understanding, or other people's opinions on how it should or should not be, how meditation should or should not be, how spiritual growth should or should not be, how the healing process and the discovery of your potential should or should not be. Right now, the best suggestion that I have for all of you, and it comes from the questions that I'm receiving, it is just to be yourself, just to be yourself in this moment, just to be able to trust the fact that that you can, that you have it inside of you, and to humble yourself at the same time, but at the same time also to not try too hard, not to push too hard, but just to try and be your best in this moment. It's such a fine line there between being true to your intentions, and also at the same time be free and be accepting that which comes your way. I mean, those two things, when they come together and as they merge together, the balance between the two is the perfect place to be. Our entire life is built on seeing the two extremes, the left and the right, and picking the middle, of seeing the good and the bad and kind of molding them together and finding your way through it. Always then the minus and the plus creates electricity for which we live our life today. Everything, all the information, all the messages to receive, the light and the experience that we have with technology, it all comes from that incredible tension between the plus and the minus, which gives that, joining of those two gives us an opportunity to even communicate today, to be here today, to experience what we experience from the sound perspective. Now, at the same time, me and you are on the opposite sides, and that which happens between us, that which you know, my intention and your intention meets together, and that is what gives us both the ability to grow. So everything in life is taken from the two extremes, and constantly, I guess, growth is the ability to balance those two as we move forward, as those two become the, you know, the two magnets that push us forward in our path on a direction towards awakening our potential. So without further ado, I want to give you some time. I want to give you some time to relax, whether you're already standing up and relaxing into your standing posture, whether you are sitting down and allowing the thoughts to come and allowing the breath to be free and allowing the body to guide you. I'm going to give you a few moments just to be there and to trust this moment and to trust yourself in this experience. Wow, the energy is growing and it's quite amazing. So again, to remind us, we want to go to the very basic. No matter how advanced you may be and what kind of arts you may know and experience before, and what kind of knowledge you have or don't have, we want to go to the basic. We want to experience the energy from the inside, awakening the potential that you have, and to do it in your own pace. There's no coincidences. And that pace is quite exciting, because it will reveal to you exactly what you need to be revealed. It will inspire you with exact challenges that you need to be inspired by. And it will reward you with exact rewards that you currently fit to experience. So let us free ourselves to think first. Free ourselves to have images, vision, if that is something that is even coming your way. And if it's not, without judgment, relax and recognize that it's not for you here today, and that is fine. And then relax your breath and free yourself to breathe. And as we move forward, we let the thoughts come. Let the breath happen. Now we pay attention to our body. We pay attention first to our hands and wrists. And then, as we pay attention to our hands and wrists and give them the freedom, and you welcome those who are sitting down, we welcome to give your hands the freedom too. To find their natural place, maybe even away from your knees, and just be there. And now you pay attention to your head and your neck. And completely relax at the head and the neck. And as you relax, you'll find that even if you're standing up, or if you find that you're standing up and you're relaxing your head and your neck, or you're sitting down, it really does not matter. You will find that it will pull or push in one direction or another. It has no choice but to do that, because the spine wants to dance. The spine really, really wants to dance. No matter what, it wants to curve, because it has the energy flowing through your energy centers, through your emotional centers. It inspires the correction of your spine. and the correction of their spine cannot happen without movement. It cannot complete itself. And therefore, that movement begins from the top down. And right now, what I ask you to do is just to pay attention to how the head and the neck, as you free them, to where it wants to go, which way, which direction. And then once it goes in that direction, please don't correct it anymore. Let it go there. And let it go and let the rest of the spine follow. Let the shoulders follow as you relax the shoulders. And let the rest of the back follow as you completely relax your back and you become flexible and elastic. Almost like that water going through a hose. The moment the water starts going through that hose, you see the hose move. That's what it reminds me of somewhat. And it dances. And the stronger the flow of water is, the more movement you have to the hose. And you see it dance. And it dances as the water goes through that hose. And right now, there's a lot of energy goes through you. And your spine dances because it corrects, because it changes. And what I would like you to do is just to give it the opportunity to show you. And it begins from the top down. Great. I want you to be in the now right now. What it means is that you want to recognize that it is through this moment that cannot be denied. You are looking at yourself, you're looking at your body, you're looking at your past, you're observing and looking into your future, but it is through this moment. And you will understand more and more as we go on with our training how important it is to be able to look at life through this moment. Not to be in the future, not to be in the past, but to be in the now and look at them with your new perspective every time. That is going to be the balance that you will achieve. Again, right now, just let the energy take it. Let's just let the energy take you and,
and raise the energy a little bit higher. Energy a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher.
let the energy do its work from within. Some of your questions were asking, where is that duality? Where is it that I am in control of what I experience and what I desire and what I want to achieve? And where is it that the self-regulation, the inner system guiding me? And probably the best time is to recognize that partnership that you have. You have a partnership with that which you recognize already and that which you yet to recognize about yourself and about your past and about your future and about your potential, about your intention. There is a partnership within you of that which is naturally protecting and guiding you and that which you already understand and desire. Most of the time what we understand and desire, our logic is based on protective needs, on survival needs. And some of the creative experiences that we have, creative means that we receive something that we did not know and understand, and then we utilize the logic to explain it. So we first allow it to happen. We first allow it to appear in our life. First, we allow ourselves to notice it, and only then we try and make it into something we can repeat, into something that is becoming a tool towards the next level. But there is that balance, there's a fine balance of how much do we work as our part of our intention, and how much do we allow to guide and correct from within. Now, during our everyday life, very often we find ourselves that we have to guide a lot more. We have to use our logic a little bit more, because that is a very physical life. It's a very how should I say? It's already a final expression of life. But when we have a meditation can be used and should be used to allow information to come from the creative side first, because that's the opportunity we have. So today is what we're going to learn is how to create that partnership between the creative, between that which is internal, that which is still a potential but not yet expressed and utilized in our life, not yet manifested, in between our logic and our mind. And that partnership is created through something that they call the inner keys, inner commands. And we're going to practice some of those inner commands. We're going to begin that practice today. And we're going to see how much more powerful it will make our self-regulation experience. But making sure it's a parallel process, and you will see how that happens. For now, we're going to do a very simple partnership. We're going to recognize, first of all, that the partnership exists between your inner creative potential and between your already formulated knowledge and logic. And once you notice that energy, that creative force inspiring you, once you notice it, make a note of that, mental note, and when you do, you will show how it will reward you right away by showing you the next step. So this is what we're going to do right now. Just simply notice the energy, notice the creative element of this work. And when you do, you will see how it's done. And simply do your best right now. It's fine. Very important to remember that no matter what it is it's said, you cannot make a mistake. You are at the most perfect place you can be. Welcome. And you can be honest with that. And let it start. Simple as that. I'd like you to do right now is, if you are still sitting down, to slowly stand up, and you know what to do already. It's not your first time. Make sure you make some room around you. And if you've already been standing up, then and you're in a posture, then you can continue from that posture. Stand up with your feet a little bit wider than usual. Got hands and arms straight to your side. Eyes are closed. You will begin relaxing exactly the same way as you did. You're sitting down. Pay attention to your hands and wrists. Enough freedom, find those cushions of air, let those hands float, and truly, truly pay attention to them. At the same time, relax your head and your neck, relax your shoulders, and recognize that, like that hose which allows the water to take it and to move it, because adjust itself to the flow of the water. We adjust ourselves and we express the changes in our body. But now is the positive change. Now it is when the energy is coming in and it's healing and it's correcting, and it's correcting the emotional state and correcting the physical state. It also corrects it on the level of the spine and through movements of the body. Simply let that complete, let it happen. Excellent. Excellent. Let that energy work through you. Trust to do the right thing. Trust it. And I always say that no matter how advanced or how much a beginner you are, the energy knows it from the inside. You're already at a stage in which it will take you from where you are to the next level. So that, this is why it's so unique, so individual for every person. There's no trial and error. You listen to the energy and you let it die. Don't you feel that energy right now? Well, ask yourself, are you holding back from that? Are you holding back your spine? Are you stiffening your lower back? Are you not relaxing your knees? Are you still correcting the body? Are you not sure where it wants to go and you're bringing it back? Do you have an image of your next posture, but yet you're not sure of it? You don't know if it's you or it, so you don't? Well, this is the time. This is the time to let it take the next step. This is the time
truly allow it through that correction. So the movements of the body and the corrections of the body will never stop. It will just complete a new cycle, a new level. We talked about the angel in the marmo. We talked about setting it free. There's a different level of mastery at that. And every time you come into that marble, you add a little bit more detail, a little bit more strength.
But at the same time, I want you to ask yourself that question. Are you as free as you can be right now? And if you're not, give yourself a little bit more freedom. You came here into this meditation with a specific desire, for a specific reason. It's not coincidental that you are here. There's something inside that is lacking, that something inside that you still desire to achieve, and you recognize that there's something here. There's an energy that will help you bring your true self back to life. And these are the first steps and expression of that uniqueness. So let that happen. There's a partnership, right? Partnership between me and you, and also partnership between you and the energy and your potential inside. It's a partnership. You have to let it come through, and by that you have to trust it, and by that you have to listen in and follow through those instructions that allow you to be a better observer, that creative energy, creative moment. We want to awaken it and then make it into something we understand, into the new awareness that we are searching for. At the same time, not simply thanking or awakening to the potential, but also humbling the self. And humbling the self shows by the willingness to apply the self to receive from that creative power. As I said, recognition of that partnership, the energy loves it when you notice it. And instantly showing you more. All the choices we make in food and in our doctors and our trainers and our nutritional advisors or any other physical therapists, or they're only able to give you the form from the outside, and often not the very most accurate one that you may need at this moment. They're doing their best to show you what they can, but you are still responsible to accept it internally and to bring that merging from the inside. Externally only, nothing can take you there. And this is what we are doing here. It's a parallel process. Again, partnership. Your mind, right now observing, and self-regulation, and the freedom that you're giving, and the unity between the two. So here it is. Up until now, self-regulation was working from the inside, and our only contribution as partners was our humble, non-judgmental role of a witness. Now we're going to take it to another level, and we're going to begin taking it to another level. Simply by a mechanism that is very, very natural. That mechanism is, I call it inner keys, inner commands. And those inner commands, I'm going to suggest to have the same formula, the same to help guide their intention. And in a sense, it is a practice as well as an empowerment at the same time. And those who are a little bit more advanced, you may understand a little bit more of what I mean in a second. First, we have to learn to do the very simple. What I'll ask you to do right now, as you continue listening to your body and being the observer, the witness, and being non-judgmental, not reflecting good on that, but just being in the moment as much as you can, and freeing yourself to the thoughts and to the breath and to the body, and allowing the body to relax from the top down, from the head and the neck, down to the body, down to the spine, down to the hands and wrists, and completely freeing that breath. And all of that continues to happen. The self-regulation continues to work from the inside. And now you add to the partnership inner key. What do I mean by inner key? Well, we have that inner voice that we use inside when we say, okay, let's get up. And we give ourselves a command to get up. We don't give that command to get up. You generally don't get up. You want to raise your arm, you don't even know it, but you give yourself a command to raise that arm. If you want to make sure that you raise the right arm and not the left arm, then obviously you have to specify it, or else the body doesn't
knows. So the beautiful thing about Ravan is actually knows how to follow our own inner command. But unless we actually give those commands up and allow it to happen, then obviously it doesn't. Now, there's three things, three elements to inner command. And it's one is you actually have to give that command, or else it's not banana. The second, you have to allow it to happen. You have to free yourself. And the third, that is not so obvious, you have to have the right energy for that command to work. So let's say if you're tired and you're laying in bed and there's a glass of water, I always use that example, simplest example I know. And a glass of water next to you, and you have a fever and you're sick, and you give yourself an inner command just like you always do to pick up that glass of water. Obviously, it may not work very well for you. The arm might not rise. But the conclusion will never be that you forgot how to use your arm or that the arm will never rise again. The conclusion will be very simple. The energy is insufficient to make that happen. And the same thing here, that sufficiency of energy, the quality of energy, has to at least be equal or higher to the wish, to the desire that you have. And it's the same inwards as it is outwards in your life. You want to be healthy, you want to be happy, you want to be aware, you want to connect to people better, you want to have better relationships, you want to succeed in life, in your job, you want to move to another place, you want to create new things. You can want it. You can even act on it. But if the energy doesn't coincide with it, you will fail. You will fail not because you don't have it in you. You will fail not because you haven't done it right. And often you have, and often you haven't. It really doesn't matter. Likelihood of failure comes down to whether that energy was sufficient for that to happen. And very often we try it once and twice, and we push it hard because we try to mimic somebody else's actions. We try to listen to somebody else's advice, and we tried it, we tried it over and over again, but it didn't work for us, whatever that could have been. And we have made the wrong conclusion. We made a conclusion that maybe it's not for us. Maybe we're unable to understand. Maybe we're unable to do it. And we gave up, and we never really tried it hard enough again, even though we may have seemed like we're trying, but we haven't. We haven't made that extra effort. We haven't completed that action because we were afraid to fail again like we did before. We were afraid to look inefficient, insufficient, and to look like we are incapable in front of others. But the only thing that was really missing is the energy inside. And right now, what I want to introduce is how for us to practice some inner keys so we'll know how this process works. Let's give it a moment. And it is important for us to practice and make sure, whether you're advanced or a beginner, make sure that you practice those keys. Give inner commands or wish from our from different levels, from three different levels. One, we can wish things by saying them with our lips, or in this case, inner command with our inner voice. Another, we could speak it with our mind or with our logic, and the logic usually has those but commands, and it usually has the but I'm not sure if I can do it, but they told me that I can't, but I've tried it and it didn't work, and so on. That's the logic speaking, that's from the mind. And then there's one from the heart. And from the heart it says, I want it, I desire it. And I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm going to reach it. I'm going to try enough times until I get it done and until that energy. I'm not going to only try it from the outside, but I'm going to support it with the energy and work hard enough. And eventually I'll either receive that or that which is best for me. A thousand times of how not to make a light bulb. You've heard that before, right? From Thomas Edison. You know, he learned a thousand ways of how not to until he reached it, you know. And that final one time, if he didn't have the diligence and the dedication, if he didn't have the desire and the passion, if he didn't allow himself to be creative, if he was repeating, you know, a thousand times the same time, or he wasn't trying for real, and he was afraid, then it would have never happened. We wouldn't have never had light maybe today.
and many things wouldn't have been here if he didn't allow himself to recognize that it was all a journey. So he didn't speak from his lips, he didn't even speak from his logic and mind, because others may have told him a million times that it's not going to work, why are you doing this? He could have told himself, well, I'm not sure it's going to work, but it didn't matter. He did it from his heart, passion, desire. He saw that angel in the marble, and he chiseled until he set him free. It was not a question of where it was there. And it didn't matter if nobody else saw it. So the same thing here. We're going to do our inner commands, and we're going to do them really, really fast right now. And what I want you to do is just to repeat those inner words, those words in words. Of course, not with your lips, but with your inner voice. And just simply repeat them and see what the body does. And I'm going to begin with the first one. There's going to be seven of them. I'm going to begin with the first one, and then we're going to give it a minute for the body to respond, and then we're going to move to the next. All of those keys are going to have one common denominator. They're all going to say this: I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And then at the end, it's going to change. It's going to change because we're going to address different parts of our body. But the beauty is not the key itself. The beauty is, are you going to say it from your lips? Are you going to say it from your mind with the buts and the fears? Or are you going to say it from your heart without fear and allow the creative power, creative energy to lead you and guide you and give you a shortcut to the result? And that is the question. So here it is. Please, I'm going to say it, and then please repeat it once with your inner voice. Very, very simple. I don't want to complicate it any more than this. Here's the first inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my head and my neck. Say it once and let it go. Trust your body. Listen to it. Again, back to the witness stand, observer, relaxing from the head down, allowing the rest of the body to follow. When we're filling energy to the head and the neck, we are actually sensing it in our entire body. It's like putting water on the top of the water hose, and it goes all the way through. So the movement is in the entire hose. You can't stop it now. Beautiful. So you say it once, assertively, not from your lips, not from your mind and your logic, but from your heart. I know I'm going fast. You know what? The faster, the more accurate. I'm not even giving you time to doubt it. It's so fast, right? Beautiful. You're doing amazing. And now you continue from that posture, from that movement, from that sensation, from that thought. You continue to the next. Please repeat this next inner key after me with your inner voice. Very simple. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Say it once, assertively, not with your lips, not with your mind, but with your heart. And let it happen. Allow the body to self-regulate, almost like turning on a switch and letting the light the room. Allowing the thoughts to take you anywhere they may. Allowing the breath to change. Allowing the postures to guide you. Whatever it could be. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be comfortable. It doesn't have to be what you expected. Actually, the opposite. If you expect it to move and you don't, perfect. If you expect it to be moving and the body is still, it's perfect. And if you expect it to be still and you're moving, it's perfect. So there's no dogmas and who change all the time. Your previous postures and movements and sensations don't count anymore. It's a new page, fresh page. And we go to the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my chest cavity, my chest. Say it, mean it, not with your lips, not with your mind, but with your heart. How do you say it with your heart? Well, you have to figure it out. Slowly you'll be better at it. It's like saying it with love, as opposed to with logic. It's like owning those words. Not when you say it with the lips, you're repeating what I say. It's great, but it's not enough. When you say it with your mind, you're judging. And you're acting out of fear. When you're saying it with your heart, you're doing it with freedom, with a certain level of freedom. And that freedom should grow. Are you perfect at this right now? Of course not. We're just beginning. And even if you've been here before, guess what? You're always at the beginning of the next stage. Always. Always. That's the beauty of life. That's why it's exciting to continue living. So never wish otherwise. If you're doing amazing, relax the body, let it take you. We're going to the next inner key. Here it is. I want. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my upper abdomen. Upper abdomen. And again, you don't need to visualize that area. You just need to really, really want it as much as you can and free yourself to that. Not from your lips, not from your mind, but from your heart. And let it happen. And I know you're doing amazing. Even if you're not sure of that, I can feel it. And let it happen. The moment you let it happen, it's like turning on the switch. That's it. We're done. And we're moving to the next key, the next inner command. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my lower abdomen, lower abdomen. Say it, not with your lips, not with your mind, but with your heart. And relax your body. Are you relaxed? Or did you forget? Are you trying too hard? Are you holding back? Are you not following through? Are you still trying to find the comfortable position? Are you still afraid that you're not doing it in the right way? Well, stop it then. Stop being afraid. Continue. You have it in you. Don't doubt it for a second. Be yourself in this moment. Be the best self you can be. And you'll see how the energy will partner with you and will show you. It will show you not only in this moment, but it will show you as you will open your eyes and move into your life. But it will be a process. It will be challenging. It will be a journey. But a very much satisfying one. You'll recognize that as you go. Beautiful. The next inner key. You're doing amazing. The next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And fill my legs and feet. And fill my legs and feet. And let it happen. Not with your lips, not with your mind, not with your doubts and fears and judgment, but with your heart, with your love, with your faith, with your freedom, the best you can. I know you can do better. We all know you can do better, but do your best right now. That's what counts, your best. That's it. Get highest marks. And then relax your body and let it take you, let it guide you, let it move you, let it shake you, let it be still. Let the thoughts come, let them not come. Whatever that which combines into this moment for you. That's it. And the final key, the final inner command for today. You almost graduated today. Here we go. With your inner voice. Not with your lips, not with your mind, but with your heart, with your freedom, newfound freedom. You're different from what you were 2 minutes ago. Here it is. Please repeat it. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my entire body. And fill my entire body, head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. Say it. Not with your lips, not with your mind, but with your heart. Allow it to be your partner with that energy. Partner with that creative energy. Partner with your inner potential. And let it come through into your reality. I'm not saying that you're doing something wrong by holding it back, but I'm saying that you can do something right by letting it flow. There's nothing wrong with the marble. Right? Marble is perfect, but there is an angel inside that marble. And we're going to set it free. And that is not wrong. It's just better for us. There was nothing wrong with the marble before, and there's nothing wrong with the marble after. But it is a process to chisel it through. And the process is way more satisfying than anything else you know. So many more things come with the process. We achieve life. The reason we have life is because there is a process of chiseling. If there was no process of chiseling, if the angel was right there, then what would life actually be, do you know? What would life look like if you were born 18, beautiful, perfect, healthy, smart, and capable, and all of us would be equally perfect, capable, 18-year-olds, never growing old, never needing help, never requiring each other's company because we're so self-sufficient and capable. Never needing advice from anyone, never being able to be judged or judge others because there was no point to that because we were all so perfect. What would be the point of life? Well, lucky for us, we're not there. Lucky for us, we have incredible potential to discover every day, every moment. And receive beautiful joy from overcoming incredible challenges. And one of those challenges is learning today how to chisel through that marble and awaken your potential. And I'm happy that we have these beautiful obstacles here together to overcome. And I'm happy to be there helping you, inspiring you on the way. I wanted to thank you for being here today. I encourage you to stay in that energy a little bit longer. So I won't ask you to open your eyes right now, but literally to give yourself a little bit more time to follow through. If you wish, you can repeat those 7 inner keys again, one at a time. Stay a few minutes in each of the keys and then move on to the next. I'll remind you of that key. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my head and my neck, and then repeat the full key. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders, just down the body, the different floors of the body. If you forget one key, that's fine. If you forget how to say it exactly, that's fine. You're going to learn it soon enough. You won't forget. And the next, I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my chest,
And next, I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my upper abdomen, and then lower abdomen, and then legs and feet, and then the entire body, head to toe, top to bottom of the spine. Those are seven keys. We work from the top down. Always want to complete each key. Always want to stay on each key a little bit longer to allow the body to self-regulate, and always reminding ourselves that we are giving those internal energies, as internal keys, as parallel to the self-regulation and to the position of the observer that we've learned so far. And we try our best not to say it with our lips, not to speak from our mind, but to speak from our heart, from our faith, from our freedom, from the point of love. And then they will be the most powerful keys we've ever done. My name is Eric Laub, and this is our Dynamic Meditations, Karma Secrets, our Day 3, Inner Keys and Intentions that come not from the lips, not from the mind, but from the heart. We'll see you again here soon.
You have some time, maybe another 20 minutes or so. I would suggest you stay in bed and do it a little bit more. Otherwise, it's been a pleasure.